You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It's Friday, November 10th, and we're talking some Angels baseball. We bring in Angels reporter for MLB.com, Maria Guardado. Maria, thanks very much, as always, for taking the time. And about this time last week, we were talking about the Angels locking up Justin Upton for 5 years, $106 million. And last night, Upton wins his third Silver Slugger Award. So I guess right off the top, Maria, it's not a bad way to turn to your fans and kind of say, see, he's worth the money, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that, you know, the Silver Slugger Award kind of represents a lot of what the Angels are hoping to get out of Justin Upton moving forward. You know, they kind of got a glimpse of what he's capable of doing on the offensive end after acquiring him from the Tigers for that final month of the season. And even though their playoff push kind of fell short, I think that Upton, for the most part, you know, did what they expected of him, which was, you know, provided, you know, power and really helped solidify the middle of the lineup, you know, adding a big bat behind Mike Trout and really kind of bolstering their offense, which had struggled for much of the season. So I think it's going to be really exciting to see how much of an impact he can have over the course of a full season. And obviously he's going to be here for, you know, in Anaheim for the next 5 years. So I think he's definitely going to be a big piece for this team moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he set career highs between both teams at homers and RBIs last season, so you make a good point. Now, for a full season with the Angels, what can he bring? Obviously, Mike Trout, the most complete player in baseball, but he did have injury issues last year, but, you know, you'd like to think that wouldn't be the case moving forward with Trout. But another guy in the middle of that order that the Halos have really relied on, and he's getting up there a little bit in age, Albert Pujols. Is he someone that the front office is a little worried about in terms of production dipping and injury concerns, or is he still, you know, penciled in there next year, ready to roll?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Albert Pujols, I think, is, you know, he's coming off a season in which he's, you know, his projection was pretty much, you know, across the board were career lows for him. You know, he really, his on-base percentage was pretty low, his batting average was pretty low, and I think a lot of that was the fact that he just doesn't run very well anymore. So, you know, even though he hits the ball hard, you know, if it's on the ground, usually he's not going to be able to beat out a lot of singles. So, you know, I think that really kind of ate away to his production. And I think another thing that really wasn't helping him was the fact that he's even admitted that he wasn't in great shape this season. And I think part of that is because last year he had that foot surgery in December, and I think that really kind of prevented him from getting to spring training in optimal shape. And then I think that kind of, you know, didn't help him throughout the whole course of the season. But I think that the Angels are still optimistic that he can kind of bounce back and be, you know, the offensive presence that he has been for most of his career. You know, the one thing that gives them hope, I think, is that he's not projected to have any surgeries this off season, so he'll really have the whole winter to kind of focus on fitness and nutrition and getting back into shape. And he said that that's his primary goal. So I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what he looks like when he shows up in spring training, and if he can really kind of recapture, you know, the offensive form that has really defined his career for more than a decade.
Yeah, I mean, if he does regain that form, look out when you have Upton and Trout and Pujols in the middle of that order, mm-hmm. if Pujols is back to that form. Other Angels receiving more hardware this past week, shortstop Angelton Simmons, catcher Martin Maldonado, both winning Gold Gloves. First time the Halos have had two winners, Gold Glove winners since 2002. And Maldonado, pretty cool story. He's been a longtime backup catcher. Kind of talk about his progress and how it got to this point now to get that award. It's nice to see that hard work come through and then get the results and even the trophy to show for it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as you said, you know, Maldonado's kind of rise is really a really nice story. I mean, you know, he had spent most of his career. He was actually originally drafted by the Angels, and then he got released when he was younger, and then he kind of picked up again in Milwaukee, and with the Brewers, he kind of ended up breaking into the majors and was kind of a longtime backup to Jonathan Lucroy. And, you know, he didn't really get his first opportunity to be a starting catcher until he came back to Anaheim when the Angels acquired him in an offseason trade. And he ended up kind of seizing that starting role and, you know, ended up being kind of an iron man behind the plate for them. He caught like a major league leading 137 games and really impressed, I think, the Angels with his outstanding arm, his blocking, his pitch framing, everything. So I think that his award is definitely well-deserved. You know, and it's something that he really waited for a long time. He's not really exactly young anymore. He's 31. So it's kind of nice to see him, you know, kind of break through and have this and get this award, even kind of as a, you know, middle stage of his career, I think.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a cool thing to see a guy work for it and then get some recognition along the way later in his career. Maria, you also wrote this week about, you know, we were talking about Upton now in the fold, infield in fantastic shape, but you were looking at other needs, really, and you mentioned infield and pitching staff. Who among the team's own free agents are they going to try and retain? And then what are you hearing outside the team in free agency as we're now in the full first full week of the offseason that the Halos could go after?
Sure. So, I mean, Billy Epler hasn't really committed to chasing any specific position. He's kind of just open to improving anywhere. He kept saying that he'll be opportunistic. But I think that, you know, given the fact that they've now locked up Justin Upton and kind of filled their big void in left field, I think that if they're going to pick any positions to improve, really, I think the most obvious ones would be second base and then either third or first base. They don't really have anyone who's coming back who can really slide in to, you know, and be that second baseman. You know, they tried Danny Espinoza and he didn't really work last year. He ended up getting released. They acquired Brandon Phillips for the last month of the season and he helps, but he's a free agent. So I'm not sure what their level of interest in bringing back Phillips would be, because he's a guy who's kind of older and I'm not sure how many boxes he kind of checks in terms of their priorities for that position. But I think you could see the Angels in play for, you know, maybe guys like Mike Moustakas, just because he's kind of like a LA area native, and someone who, like, you know, a left-handed bat who's kind of helped keep shoring up their offense and also play third. Other guys like, you know, Eduardo Nunez maybe is, you know, someone who's a little bit more flexible and can play both second and third base, I think could also be, you know, a good fit. So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of interested to see what the Angels do. And that's just in terms of the infield. I think in terms of their pitching staff, they have a lot of guys who are kind of projected to be healthy in spring training, but a lot of those guys don't have super long, durable track records. So I think it would behoop them to kind of help bolster that pitching staff and help, you know, bring in some durability. So they could also be in play for some starting pitchers, perhaps. And, you know, in terms of their bullpen, you know, I'd be interested to see if they're try to bring back Ismael Petit, who is, you know, one of their more valuable pitchers this season, and just really made his mark as kind of a multi-inning reliever who was very, you know, flexible and versatile out of that bullpen and really made an impact for them.
We're talking with MLB.com reporter Maria Guardado, talking Angels baseball, and we'll switch gears for a moment. And obviously, this was a very hard week for baseball as a whole and really the sporting world. Roy Halladay, tremendous pitcher and a tremendous person, more importantly, passed away at the age of 40 this past week in just a tragic plane crash in Florida. And Maria, just, I don't know if you've covered Roy or been around him in the past, but just your impressions overall of just a tough situation in baseball and the reaction from around the sporting world with this tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get the opportunity to really cover Roy Halladay or really interact with him. So, my impressions of him are just based on, you know, a lot of the, you know, tributes to him that I was reading. And, you know, just from everything I saw, you know, it was really clear that he was very, you know, great person, respected competitor, and, you know, your heart just breaks when you kind of hear these stories, especially knowing that he's leaving behind, you know, a family, two young kids. So, you know, it was really shocking and just extremely sad to hear, you know, these stories come through. But, you know, like I said, you know, just reading about him, you know, it was just really clear that he was an outstanding citizen, and, you know, just really feel for his family and for the entire baseball community.
Absolutely. Yeah, well said. It's just it's shocking, as you said, when something like that happens. Very jarring in general. We'll end with a question now about the Angels and just looking at the team next year and just the farm system in general. Wondering, is there young talent in the organization? If fans are looking towards Arizona Fall League now and seeing, okay, who's going to pop in this offseason? Who's really going to be someone who could come up and make their mark even next year at the major league level? There were one or two guys that were in your head. Who would they be?
Yeah, so a lot of the Angels' top prospects are kind of really young and really haven't, you know, played above high A ball. So, you know, guys like Jermaine Jones and Joe Adell, who was their first round pick this season. But I think that one guy who you could see who could jump up and make an impact this year is a right-hander named Jaime Barria, who's kind of shot from Class A advanced to Triple A this season and, you know, pitched in the Futures game and did really well. And I think that he's a guy who could, I think, you know, has the potential to break into the majors next year and, you know, be potential rotation depth. And, you know, given the amount of injuries that the Angels have kind of struggled with in the last two seasons, I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up getting a call, you know, if something similar happens. So, you know, he's a guy that's been kind of singled out by Billy Upler as someone who could impact the club next year. And I definitely think that he might get that opportunity. So I think it'll be exciting to see him when he finally arrives in Anaheim.
Absolutely. We'll look for that. And Maria, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much for the time, as always. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. I'm Darwin Zook, and thanks for tuning in to MLB.com Extras.